Taking a look at the team stat comparisons, Union averages 78 points per game. UWA averages 71.2 points per game. Scoring defense, Union gives up 69.7 points per game. UWA gives up 61 points per game. Scoring margin, UWA wins their games by about 10 points per game. Union, about 8.9 points per game. Field goal percentage, UWA shoots the ball 43% from the field. Union, 46% from the field. From three-point range, 315% for the Tigers, 372 for Union. Threes made a game, 5.4 for the Tigers, 9 for Union. And free throw percentage, Tigers 77, Union 71. Rebounds per game, 35 Tigers, 37 Bulldogs. Assists per game, UWA 11.9, Union 15.1. Turnovers, Union 12, UWA 11. Assist turnover ratio for Union is 1.3. UWA is 1.1. Steals per game, UWA with 7.2. Union with 5.9. And Union gets about 3.4 blocks per game. And so that's looking at the team stat comparisons. Coming into today's game, Union is 19-6 overall. Their last game, they were defeated by Christian Brothers. That game was played at Christian Brothers. It was Union's first loss in GSC play. On the road, I should say. Union has struggled here at home. We're going to pull up their record at home now. I believe that they have lost 4 games at home in conference play. And so Union last game lost at Christian Brothers 74-69. Had a big lead at halftime and then lost it. And Christian Brothers came back and got the win. And Union at home, they are 9-4 in conference play. And at home they're 9-4. And they've lost 4 games at home. They lost to Cumberland University here at home. And they lost to Christian Brothers. No, they didn't. They beat Christian Brothers. They lost to McKendree University here at home. They lost to AUM here at home, 78-73. They lost to West Florida here at home. And they lost to Delta State here at home. And they lost to Christian Brothers at Memphis, Tennessee. And so Union's on the floor right now warming up. And we've got about 4.5 minutes until we get things going here. And now we're going to look up something that if it would load for me. So the NCAA released their first batch of Division II regional rankings this past Wednesday, and UWA came in at number 8 in it, and it won't load on my computer, so let me pull it up on my phone here. But basically, Union was one spot above the Tigers at 7. As UWA takes the floor here in Jackson, Tennessee. All right, let's get set here. Looking at basketball, the rankings. The Division II rankings, regional record. These are 3 games of February 13th in the South region. So number 1, Nova Southeastern, they're 19-0 overall. And they're 19-0 in Division II games, and their in-region record is 17-0. So they are respectfully number 1, and they should be. Barry, number 2, 14-5 Division II record, 12-5 in-region. And Embry-Riddle, 3rd, 18-6 overall Division II record, 16-5 in-region. University of Tampa, 13-8 Division II record, in-region record 12-8. Rollins, 12-10 overall Division II record, 12-10. Overall Division II record, 12-8 in region record. And Miles, 16-3, Division II record, and that's their also in-region record. And then you have Union, number 7, 18-4, and 18-4 in-region record. And then there's West Alabama, 15-4 Division II record, and 15-4 in-region record. Now, I've seen both West Alabama and Union play. I haven't seen any of the other teams play. But I do believe that Union and West Alabama are both higher than where they are in the region rankings. So I believe that these two teams are going to be fired up because of those region rankings. And this is going to be one excellent basketball game to watch. As a fan of basketball, but also as a fan of West Alabama, I hope the Tigers can get the win here and officially clinch a share of the GSC regular season championship. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will bring you the starting lineups here from Jackson, Tennessee. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Hubbub, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Hubbub, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services, from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Welcome back here to Union University here in Jackson, Tennessee. As we get set for this Gulf South Conference game, we've got the starting lineups in, so we will go over them here now. First, for Union, it's going to be number 11, Tyree Boykin, and number 20, Jeremiah Littlepage, number 23, Hunter Vick, number 33, Calandrius Parks, and number 35, Bo Gijul. And for the Tigers, it'll be number 0, Shadarian Allen, number 2, Justin Allison, number 4, Robert Davis, number 5, Tay Smith, and number 55, Portrait Miles. And that is the starting lineups for both teams. Tigers are meeting after being announced. Union is getting their players announced right now. We have a very good crowd here at the Fred DeLay Gymnasium here in Jackson, Tennessee. A good crowd. Should be a fun one here in the Gulf South Conference. Again, UWA with a win can clinch a share of the Gulf South Conference Championship. So a huge game. Union will be in home gray, white jerseys with red numbers and red letters. And West Alabama in their road red jerseys with white numbers and white letters. West Alabama goes across the front with the number between West and Alabama. Union on the front of their jerseys has Union in red going across the front. And their number below it, number on the back of the Tigers jerseys, it is a UWA Tiger logo with the number below it. And we are about to get things going here at the Fred DeLay Gymnasium. Quarter Miles jumping for the Tigers against Jeremiah Littlepage. Littlepage out of Birmingham, Alabama, played at McAdory High School. The ball is in the air, controlled by the Tigers. Robert Davis hands it off to Justin Allison, and we are underway. Robert Davis gives it to Tay Smith. Smith dribbles it, gets it to Allison. Allison on the left wing, inside to Quarter Miles. Miles on the block, spins around, drives in. He pump fakes, goes up, layup is up, and good. 2-0 start here for the West Alabama Tigers. Robert Davis applying a little full court pressure as Boykin brings the ball across the court on the left side. Hands it off to Parks. Hunter Vick drives in, kicks it outside to Gajul. He drives in on the right block, goes up strong, layup is good. Tied up at 2, 19-15 remaining here in the opening half. Justin Allison walks the ball across the court on the left wing. Top of the key now, dribbles it right side. He stops, looking, gives it to Miles. Miles, top of the key, three ball is up, no good, rebound fought for, controlled by Union. Coming the other way is Boykin. Boykin, left side, dribbles it, takes a step back, drives in again, being double teamed, and had it poked away, stolen by Robert Davis. Miles has it right short corner. He pivots, spins around, goes to work, gives it to Allen. Allen on the block, goes up strong, layup is no good. Rebound controlled by Union. Boykin has it, left wing. Gives it right side to Littlepage. He drives in, and he flushes it home. 4-2 now, Union leads here at the Fred DeLay Gymnasium. And so Justin Allison walking the ball across the court for the Tigers. On the left wing. Left wing, Allison has it, gives it to Miles. Miles drives in right side. The floater is up, no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Allen. Nice rebound, Shadarian Allen. And he had it poked away, and it's going to be a foul on number 35, Bo Gajul.
Hey, let's go! Court one, right there, back! Get in, court! 3-1!
And so Allison will inbound it under the Tiger basket. Calls out the play, gives it to Allen. Allen on the left wing, shot clock at 17. He drives in, pump fakes, jump shots up. No good, rebound controlled by Littlepage. Boykin on the left wing. Boykin gives it to Gajul. Gajul, right side pass, inside pass goes to Boykin on the block. Boykin spins around, working against Davis. Goes up, layup is good. 6-2 now, Union leads it. 17.5 remaining here in the opening half. As Allison on the right wing gives it to Tay Smith. Smith looking, gives it to Miles. Miles to Davis. Shadarian Allen falls under the block. No call was made. Davis on the left wing now. Davis, spin moves. Step back to Tay Smith. Pump fakes. Smith to Davis. The three ball is up. No good. Rebound controlled by Boykin. Boykin on the left wing. Hands it off to Vic. Vic, top of the key. Inside pass to Littlepage, loses it, gets it back on the right block. He pump fakes, goes up, layup is good. 8-2 now, Union leads it with 16:52 remaining here in the first half. Justin Allison, right side to Davis. Davis on the right wing, up top to Smith. Smith hands it off to Allen. Allen stops to Miles. Miles, top of the key, dribbles it right side, hands it off to Davis. Shot clock now down to 9. Davis drives in, loses it, picked up by Union. Yes, Vic has it for Union on the right wing. Working against Allison. Brings it back out, resets things here for Union. Gajul has it right wing. Left side pass goes to Parks. Parks, left wing to Boykin. The three ball, no good. Rebound controlled by Quartet Miles. Quartet Miles on the right wing. Hands it off to Allen. To Smith. Smith, pump fakes, drives in. The layup is up, and it is good. Players fall all over the court. No whistle was made, and we go the other way. Parks has it left wing, gives it to Boykin. Boykin, left wing, spins around, loses it, falls to the ground. Robert Davis comes up with it. He's trying to get it, and they call a travel on Robert Davis. And so that is a media timeout. And so Robert Davis is on the ground, had players all around him, and no foul was made, but they caught a travel. So that'll be Union ball, and Union leads it 8-4 here in Livingston. Not in Livingston, Alabama. We are definitely not in Livingston. We're in Jackson, Tennessee. You're listening to UWM Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back to Union University. They've got the pep band going here at the Fred DeLay Gymnasium. On the court for the Tigers, Justin Allison, C.J. Melton, Shadarian Allen, Robert Davis, and Tay Smith. That is your Tiger lineup now as C.J. Melton checked in for Quarter Miles. Miles now on the bench in the game for Union. Vic, Parks, Gajul, Boykin, and Jeremiah Littlepage is your Bulldog lineup. Tyree Boykin set to inbound it, and now we have a stoppage, and we are good to go now. Boykin set to inbound it. He inbounds it to Gajul. Gajul right side to Littlepage. Littlepage begins to dribble. Left side to Boykin. Boykin, the wide open three-pointer is good. Is that wide open? He's going to bury him all night. Justin Allison has the ball now for the Tigers, and he's walking the ball across the court over the Union logo here. Dribbles it right side now. Flips it off to Allen. Allen, right wing. Top of the key, left side to Smith. Smith to Davis. Davis, left wing. Shot clock now down to 10, to 9. Davis drives in, gives it to Smith. Smith, left wing. Pump fakes. Looking at 4, to Allison. At 3, at 2, at 1. The 3 is up, and it falls in. 11-7 now. 15:04 remaining here in the first half. Gajul gives it right side to Boykin. Boykin, right side to Parks. Parks, right wing, hands it off to Boykin. Boykin, left side to Vic. Vic, left side pass in the corner, goes to Gajul. The entry pass to Boykin, left short corner. He pivots, the jump shot's up, and he buries it. 13-7, Union leads it. 14:40 remaining here in the first half. Justin Allison looks to Coach Woodruff for the call. Allison dribbles the right side. The handoff to Allen. To Smith. To Melton. Melton, left wing. Gets it to Allen. Allen, left short corner. Backing down the post. Kicks it out to Smith. Smith, the three ball is up. No good. Rebound controlled by Vic. Vic coming the other way with it. On the left wing. Top of the key now. Goes behind his back. Working against Allison. Right side pass goes to Gajul. Gajul to Vic. Vic, left side to Boykin. Boykin, left wing. Up top to Gajul. He drives in right side. The entry pass. And it goes out of bounds. And it'll be Tiger basketball, I believe. And now checking in for Union will be J.C. Hawkins for Parks. As well as number 5, Justin DeBook. And so now, Allison has it, gives it left side to Davis. Davis, left wing, takes the pass, gives it to Allison. Allison in the corner, cross court pass to Melton. He pump fakes, drives in right side to Allen. Allen pump fakes, slides in, the jump shot, no good. Rebound controlled by DeBuck. DeBuck, left side pass, goes to Vic. Vic, the quick three, and it's good. And they're going to call that a 2, since foot was on the line. Quarter Miles set to check back into the game. 15-7 now, 13-20 remaining here in the first half. Allison, top of the key, dribbles the right side. Next dead ball will be a media timeout. No, it won't, excuse me. Allison steps back, three-point shot is up, and he buries it. 15-10, 13-07 remaining, Tigers trail by five. Coming the other way is DeBuck. DeBuck gives it to Little Page. Little Page, top of the key, hands it off to DeBuck. DeBuck, right wing now, gives it to Little Page. Little Page, the blocking foul is going to be called on C.J. Melton. My goodness, tough call there. C.J. was set, but looks like he's in the restricted area, so that is a blocking foul. Now Courtrick Miles checks back into the game for Robert Davis. Tigers don't have anybody that's picked up any fouls except for C.J. Melton now. And so Little Page at the charity stripe. Little Page sits in. Free throw is up. No good. Rebound controlled by Hunter Vick. Vick kicks it outside to DeBuck. The three ball is up. No good. Rebound controlled by Allen. Allen hands it off to C.J. Melton. Melton crossing midcourt here on the Union logo. Top of the key. Calls for a screen. He gets it from Allen. Melton, right wing, up top, pass. Miles to Allison. Allison to Smith. Smith, right wing. Shot clock down to eight. Melton has it, gives it to Miles. Miles on the block. Turns around, pivots, drives in. Pump fakes, goes up. No good, but a foul's called. So he'll head to the charity stripe to shoot two. So 17-10 now. Portrait Miles sits in. First free throw is up and good. Makes it 17-11. Union leads it. And Courtrick sits in. Second one is up and good. Kevin Hill now set to check in for Shadarian Allen. DeBuck walking the ball across the court for Union. Tiger lineup, Miles, Hill, Smith, Allison, and Melton. Vick has it left wing, working against Melton. Up top, pass goes to Clossy. Left side to Vick. Vick at 12, and a foul is going to be called on C.J. Melton, and he's picked up his second foul. And that'll bring in Robert Davis for the Tigers. We now have a media timeout that I thought was going to be about a minute and a half ago. So we will now take a break. Union leads at 17-12 with 11:57 remaining here in Jackson, Tennessee. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
He gives it to Vic. Vic, top of the key, working against Robert Davis. Vic dribbles it left side now, gives the pass to Clausey. Clausey gives it to Little Page, he goes up, and a foul is going to be called. I'm sitting right beside the Tiger bench, and occasionally a coach will be in my way, and I'm not going to tell them to sit down. So my apologies about that. DeBuck set to inbound it, and he gets it in to Gajul. The jump shot by Gajul is up and good. Makes it a 19-12 ball game here. 11:37 remaining here in the first half. Allison crosses midcourt. Top of the key, right side to Robert Davis. Davis, right wing, up top to Tay Smith. Smith dribbles it left side to Hill. Hill, left wing, dribbles it now. Top of the key, right side to Robert Davis. Davis dribbles left side after screen set by Miles to Smith. Shot clock down to 8, to 7, to Davis at 6. He pump fakes, dribbles it, step back, and gives it to Miles at 3, at 2. Got to shoot it, and he goes up with it, and he buries it. 19-14 now, 11:04 remaining here in the first half. Clausy has it, flips it back to DeBuck. On the left wing, up top to Clausy. Right side to Boykin. Boykin, right side. Now to Hawkins. Hawkins gives it to Boykin. Boykin, top of the key, dribbles the left side. Left wing, drives in, spins around, goes back, goes up. Layup is up and good. Tough layup there by Tyree Boykin. And that right there is one of the many reasons why he's one of the better players in the GSC. Justin Allison, top of the key. Dribbles it left side, drives in, stops, spins around, gives it to Smith. Smith dribbles it right side to Davis. Davis on the right wing now. Shot clock at 12. Drives in. The floater's up. No good. Rebound. Almost got it by Cortland Miles, but they called a foul, so Robert Davis will head to the charity stripe to shoot a pair. So Davis sets in, first free throw's up, and no good for Robert Davis. Davis' second free throw up and good, makes it 21-15 now. And we go the other way with it as DeBuck crosses midcourt. Top of the key, right side pass goes to Boykin. Boykin back to DeBuck, right short corner, working against Allison. Finds Boykin cutting, he goes up, buries the layup. So Robert Davis walking the ball across the court. Crosses midcourt on the right side. On the right wing, Davis has it. Top of the key, left side pass to Smith. Smith looking, gives it to Allison. Allison, left wing, pivots. Top of the key now, almost lost it, got it back. At 10, at 9, Allison drives in. He pump fakes, being double team, triple team, and now a foul is called. So Allison will head to the line to shoot two, I believe. And that was on J.C. Clausy. Yes, J.C. Clausy, his second personal foul of the game. Allison, the first free throw. No good. And so now, Shadarian Allen and Calvin Finch about to check into the game. It's just Justin Allison makes the second free throw. Tay Smith checks out. Justin Allison checks out for the Tigers. So Calvin Finch, Robert Davis, Cortrett Miles, Kevin Hill, Shadarian Allen is the Tiger lineup. As Justin DeBuck has it top of the key, gets it left side to Hawkins. Hawkins, top of the arc, dribbles it left side. Left side pass goes to DeBuck. Entry pass to Boykin on the block. Pivots, step back, jump shots up, no good. Rebound controlled, my goodness, by Cortrett Miles. His arm extended about 2 feet to get that rebound. Robert Davis now has it right wing. Dribbles it up top to Allen. He pivots. Allen dribbles left side to Miles. Miles, entry pass to Finch. It's going to be stolen by Boykin. Boykin coming the other way, gives it to Gajul. Gajul goes up strong, layup is good. 25-16, Union leads it by 9 with 8:51 remaining here in the first half. Robert Davis dribbles it right side to Allen. Allen, right wing, three ball is up, no good. Rebound goes to Union. Going the other way now, DeBuck has it. Crosses midcourt, left wing, dribbles it. Between his legs, drives in. Pivots, jump shots up, and he buries it. Timeout taken by Coach Woodruff. Union is on fire here in this ballgame. So we're going to take a short break. It's a full timeout. Union leads West Alabama 27-16 with 8:29 remaining here in the first half. You're listening to UWM Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back to the Fred DeLay Gymnasium. Welcome back to the Fred DeLay Gymnasium here on the campus of Union University. Currently, Union leads it 27-16. Earlier today, the women lost to Union 91-50. And now in the men's game, they trail 27-16. Kevin Hill, Justin Allison, Shadarian Allen, Calvin Finch, and Courtney Miles as the Tiger lineup. Justin Allison lets it roll. He finally picks it up. He crosses midcourt, working against Boykin. Allison to Finch. Finch, left wing, back to Allison. Allison, entry pass to Allen on the block. Allen, back to Allison. The three ball is up. No good. Rebound fought for. Allen gets it. No good. Rebounded by Parks. He gives it to Boykin. Behind the back pass to Parks. He pivots, drives in, spins around, working against Miles. Goes up strong. No good. Rebound Courtney Miles. Good defense there by Courtrick in transition. Miles has it on the right wing. Hands it off to Allison. Allison to Hill. Hill, left wing, to Allen. Allen on the block. Working against Vic. Shot clock at 11. At 10, he goes up. No call was given. Goes out of bounds. And it will be Tiger basketball with 20 on the shot clock. And so now, Jeremiah Littlepage checks back in for J.C. Hawkins. Allison gives it to Miles. Miles, left short corner, working against Parks. Miles turns around, the jump shot, he buries it. 27-18. 27-18, 7:30 to play here in the first half. Boykin crosses midcourt on the right wing. Gives it to Vic. Vic to Gajul. Gajul, the three ball, no good. Rebound controlled by Allison. Allison on the right wing. Might have been a missed call by one of the officials, and they call a travel. My goodness, tough call there on Courtney Miles. So Boykin has it, gives it left side to Gajul. Gajul to Parks. Parks, left corner. Dribbles it. Entry pass to Boykin. Boykin guarding against, working against Allison. Boykin goes up, and a foul's called, and an offensive charge is called on Boykin. So Justin Allison stepped in to take the charge to give the Tigers the basketball back. So 27-18 is your score. Yeah. Kevin Hill gives it to Allison. Allison crosses midcourt, top of the key. Right side pass goes to Hill. Hill, right wing, gives it to Miles. Miles, top of the key. Gives it to Allison. Allison, left wing. Shot clock at 16. Allison, the entry pass to Finch. Finch, left short corner. He pivots the jump shot. He buries it. 27-20, 6:32 remaining here in the first half. I think that was the first basket I've seen Calvin Finch make that was not a dunk this season. As Kajul has it, right side, gives it up top to Littlepage. Littlepage, left side pass to Parks, up top to Vic. Vic pivots, drives in right side, takes a step back, and a foul's going to be called on Shadarian Allen. And that's going to be Shadarian Allen's first personal foul of the game. Tigers foul troubles. Only C.J. Milton has two. Portrait Miles has one. Boykin set to inbound it. Gives it to Vic. Vic working against Allen. Vic, left side pass on the left wing to Boykin. Boykin, inside pass to Gajul. On the block, spins around, goes up. Buries the layup. 29-20 now. 6:03 remaining here in the first half. Union leads it by 9. Allison dribbles it right side to Allen. Allen, right wing. Up top to Miles. Miles, left side to Hill. Hill, left wing, up top to Allen. Allen drives in, kicks it to Hill. Hill, the three ball, no good. Gajul the rebound. He's going the other way with it. Top of the key, drives in right side, and a foul's going to be called, I believe, on Calvin Finch. Gajul, a little slow to get up. Teammates help him up, and he's all right. Tay Smith will check back in for Calvin Finch. And so Gajul has it, gives it left side to Littlepage. Littlepage to Boykin. Boykin in the corner, the three ball. He buries it with a hand in his face. My goodness. What a shot by Tyree Boykin. Puts Union up 12, 32-20. Allison, top of the key. Working against Boykin. Left wing to Allen. Allen to Smith. Smith to Miles. Miles, right wing, pivots. Almost loses it, trying to get it. Finally gets it. And they're scrambling over it. And Boykin comes up with it, throws it the other side. Allison comes up with it. And a foul is issued against Gajul. And they call a foul on Bo Gajul. And the crowd here loves the effort by Gajul. And they might love the effort, but I love the second foul by him that sends him to the bench. So we'll take it. And it'll be Tiger basketball. 30 seconds on the shot clock. 5:02 remaining here in the first half. Tigers trail by 12. Allison picks it up. Top of the wing. Left wing now. Dribbles it. Drives in. Stops. Outside to Allen. Allen. Inside pass goes to Miles. Miles turns around. Finds Allen cutting. He pump fakes. Goes up right side. No call was given. Goes out of bounds. Into the Union basketball. So now Robert Davis will check back into the game for the Tigers. For Kevin Hill. So Boykin has it. Crossing midcourt on the left side. Right in front of me. Gives it to Vic. Vic left wing. Up top to Littlepage. Littlepage dribbles it left side. Gives it to Boykin. The three ball is up. Oh my goodness. Tyree Boykin, the wide open three, and he buried it 35-20. And Tyree Boykin's got 14. Robert Davis crosses midcourt on the right wing. Gives it to Allen. Allen outside to Davis, drives in to Smith. Smith drives in, spins around, almost loses it, gets it back, kicks it outside to Miles. Miles almost loses it, picks it up. Crowd on its feet here. Miles left wing. Shot clock at 4. 3. At 2. And a travel is called on Portrait Miles. And Fred DeLay Gymnasium is about to explode. As Union leads the number 23-ranked West Alabama Tigers, 35-20. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to UWMN's basketball on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Hunter Vick to inbound it. He gives it to J.C. Hawkins. Hawkins dribbles it across the court, gives it to Boykin. Boykin to Little Page. Little Page drives in right side, goes in strong. The layup is good. 37-20, 3:45 remaining. Union leads it here against West Alabama. Allison crosses midcourt, top of the key. Dribbles it right side, gives it to Davis. Davis, right wing. He pivots, dribbles it left side. Shot clock at 15. Davis drives in, and a foul's going to be called finally on Vick. And so Justin Allison will inbound it underneath the basket. He gets set, gives it to Miles. Miles, right wing, right short corner. The jump shot by Miles, no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Parks. Parks gives it to Boykin. Top of the key. The left side pass to Hawkins. The three ball is up. No good. And Allison the rebound. Allison gives it to Davis. Right wing. Davis to Allison. Allison left wing. Dribbles it. Drives in. Driving baseline. Goes up. No call is given to Allen. Allen, the layup is good. Thought Allison was shooting it, but he passed it instead. And so makes the score 37-22. Union leads the Tigers by 15 here in Jackson, Tennessee. Boykin gives it up top to Little Page. Little Page left side to Parks. Parks to Vick. Vick drives in, and an offensive charge is called on Hunter Vick. And that is two quick fouls on him. And I'm pretty sure he's going to come out. And he will. Coach David Niven checks him out. Allison, top of the key. Right side to Allen. Allen, up top to Smith. Smith dribbles it left side, gives it to Davis on the left wing. Shot clock at 15. Davis has it. On the left wing to Allen. Allen loses it, goes out of bounds. It'll be Union basketball. J.C. Hawkins has it now for Union. Crosses midcourt. Left side pass goes to Little Page. Little Page, left side pass goes to Clausey. Clausey, the entry pass to Parks. The reverse layup is no good. Goes out of bounds. And it will stay Union basketball. And so Hawkins will inbound it. Calls out the play. Gives it to Little Page. Little Page, top of the key, almost had it poked away, got it back. Boykin now has it, left wing, and he throws up a three, and my goodness, he almost buried it. Thank goodness he didn't, because the roof would have came off here in Jackson, but Davis comes up with the rebound, top of the key. He gives it to Miles. Miles to Smith. Smith dribbles it right side to Allen. Allen, top of the key, gives it to Allison. Allison working against Boykin. Allison at 10, at 9, stops to Miles at 8, at 7. Miles drives in at 5, right corner, gives it up top to Smith at 2, at 1. Got to put up a shot. He does. No good. Rebound controlled by Jeremiah Littlepage. Littlepage gives it to Closet. Hawkins, left wing, left pass goes to Parks. He drives in, goes up, and the layup is good. 39-22 is your score. 1 minute remaining here in the first half. Davis, top of the key, dribbles it right side to Allison. Allison, top of the key, dribbles it left side. Left side pass goes to Allen. He drives in, and they call a travel on Shadarian Allen. So another costly Tiger turnover. And so Union gets the ball back. They lead the Tigers 39-22 with 38 seconds left here in the first half. And they're going to reset the game clock to 46 seconds. So J.C. Hawkins walking the ball across the court. Crosses midcourt. Top of the key. Working against Allison. 34 on the game clock, 17 on the shot clock. Just heard Coach Woodruff say we want to hold it for the last shot when we get it. Next possession. So Parks has it right side, gives it to Hawkins. Hawkins top of the wing at 8. At 7. Right side pass to Clausey. Clausey drives in at 4. At 3. The reverse layup. It's good. And he's fouled. He'll head to the line and shoot one. And they get Courtrip Miles with that foul. And so now Kevin Hill will check back into the game for Courtrip Miles. Kevin to get Shadarian Allen. 18 seconds left on the game clock. Shot clock will be turned off as Clausey sits in. The free throw is up. And it is good. So 42-22. Tigers trail by 20. Tigers had the last shot here at the first half. Allison on the right wing, working against Boykin. Allison, right wing at 9, at 8, top of the key at 7, at 6, at 5. Right wing, drives in, gives it to Miles at 3, at 2. He drives in, he stops. The layup is up. It's good. Union wants to travel. They don't get it. Tigers head to the locker room, trailing Union 42-24 here in Jackson, Tennessee at the Fred DeLay Gymnasium on the campus of Union. And we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will give you stats from teams and individual stats. You're listening to UWMN's basketball on Sly 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Jackson, Tennessee, where West Alabama trails Union 42-24. We've got about 11 minutes until we begin the second half. Looking at some of the other GSC games going on in men's basketball right now. Alabama Huntsville has already defeated West Georgia today by a score of 61-59. And there is quite a few games going on today. We'll take a look at them now. As if I can get them to load. So Montevallo is beating Delta State with 6 minutes and 25 seconds left in the first half, 30-21. That game being played over in Delta. And also just getting started, West Florida and Lee. West Florida trailing 2-0 with 9:09 remaining. Well, okay, so the live stats say that Lee is beating West Florida right now 2-0 with 9:09 remaining in the first half. So only 2 points have been scored in the first 10.5 minutes. I'm not sure if that's accurate or not, but that's what it says, and it looks accurate, maybe. We'll see if we can get that updated as we go through halftime here. So now we will look at halftime team and individual stats. First, team stats. Union leads West Alabama 42-24 at the break. And Union shooting the ball 70% from the field, 19 for 27 from the field, 3 for 8 from three-point range, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, which is 50%, 13 rebounds, 2 offensive, 11 defensive, 1 tie. We've had 1 tie in the game, 1 lead change, and they have led for 18.5 minutes in the first half. Largest lead was 20 at 42-22. 7 assists, 6 turnovers, 5 bench points, 2 blocks, 4 fast break points, 4 steals, 10 points off of Union turnovers, 26 points in the paint, 0 second chance points, 8 fouls, and 32 total possessions. And for West Alabama, they have shot the ball 39% from the field on 9 of 23 shooting, 2 for 9 from 3-point range, which is 22%, and 4 for 6 from the free throw line, which is 66%. 10 rebounds, 3 offensive, 7 defensive. We've had one tie, and UWA has led in the first half for only 22 seconds, and they led by 2. And 2 bench points, and 2 steals, 2 points off of turnovers, 10 points in the paint, 2 second chance points, 6 personal fouls, and 32 possessions. And that is your team stats. So we'll take another short break. When we come back, we will bring you individual stats. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back to Jackson, Tennessee, where UWA trails Union 42-24 at the break. Looking at some Tiger team stats, Shadarian Allen with 2 points, 3 rebounds. Justin Allison with 7 points and 2 rebounds. Robert Davis with 1 point, 1 rebound. And Tay Smith with 2 points. Cortrett Miles has 10 points for the Tigers and 3 rebounds. C.J. Melton has no points. Calvin Finch has 2 points. Kevin Hill has no points. And that is your Tiger stats. And again, UWA in the first half had no assists, none whatsoever, only 24 points. So when you only score 24, you're not going to get many assists. But still, something, a key factor of the first half, just not moving the ball around offensively like they're used to. More isolation plays than running set plays than I feel like what we're used to. But we still have another half to go in this one. And it can be a tale of two halves. And UWA can flip the script and come back here in the second half and try and get a win here in Union. Looking at Union stats, Boykin led them with 17 points. 1 rebound, 2 steals, 1 assist. Little Page, 8 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block. Vic, 2 points, 2 rebounds, 1 offensive and 1 defensive. Parks had 2 points, 1 rebound. Gajul, 8 points, 1 rebound, and 1 block, 1 foul. Clausey, 3 points. Hawkins, no points, but played 11 minutes. DeBuck, 2 points and 4 assists, and played only 6 minutes for Union in the first half. So that is your individual stats. And Still not sure if this is accurate or not, but this now says that Lee leads West Florida 4-0 with 8:52 remaining in the first half. Not sure if that's right. So don't take my word on that one. So we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we will get you ready for the second half here from Jackson, Tennessee. You're listening to UWM Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Welcome back to Jackson, Tennessee, as we're about to begin the second half here. West Alabama currently trails 42-24 with about a minute 40 remaining until we begin the second half. UWA trailing Union by 18 points. And two very different teams, but at halftime, or not at halftime, but UWA did trail shorter a week and a half ago at one point in the game by 18 points. We're going to look up and see. And yes, it was 18 points. So the Tigers have come back down from 18 points this year. They did it against Shorter last Wednesday, February 9th, and won 73-67 in a very hard-fought game. Hard to believe that was only a week and a half ago, but it was. Tigers since then defeated West Georgia and Alabama Huntsville. They're currently on a six-game win streak, defeating Lee, West Florida, Valdosta, Shorter, West Georgia, and Alabama Huntsville. So this Tiger team is very capable of coming back here and getting a win. And the first half of this one kind of reminds me of the game at Lee. Tigers lost that one 66-63 in the first half, gave up 37 points, and managed to, you know, they were down by about 15 or 16 points there in the first half, and I believe it was early in the second half as well, and were able to put a big second half together and kind of come back and make that a close ball game. So I can see the Tigers doing that here in this one. They've got the experience. They have the guys that can do it. We just got to get some guys going offensively and defensively. Because you don't want to give up 42 points to Union at all. But especially here in the second half. You want to keep them somewhere below, well, I would say about 30 points or so. Or less. You want to try and give yourself a chance to win. And that is what I am sure Coach Woodruff and his staff of Jake Joblin and Trey Moore have been talking about here at halftime. And we begin the second half with Boykin. Top of the key, he dribbles it right side. Gives it to Parks. Parks on the right wing. Up top to Gajul. Gajul left side to Vic. Vic working against Allison. The entry pass to Parks. Parks on the block. Goes to work against Miles. The pass. The layup is up. And no good, but he is fouled, so he'll head to the line to shoot two. That foul is on Shadarian Allen, number zero. His second personal foul of the game. And so Talandrius Parks will set in at the charity stripe. First one is up, and it's good to make the score 43-24. The second free throw is up, and it is good. Makes it a 20-point ball game now. So Justin Allison walking the ball across the court. Crossing midcourt, top of the key. Left side pass to Davis. Davis, left wing, dribbles it. Right side now. He stops. Left side pass to Allison. Allison to Smith. Smith, outside pass to Davis on the left wing. Davis to Allen. Allen turns around. Shot clock at 9. He pivots. Allen, the jump shot's up. No good. Tough one there. He's been double teamed. Going the other way now is Gajul. Left wing. Gets it to the corner to Vic. Vic drives in. Spins around. The jump shot. And Allison blocks the shot. Picks it up. Going the other way. Allison, the pass to Davis. He lays it in for 2. Makes it a 44-26 ball game. Union leads it by 18 now. Boykin has the ball. Begins to dribble it. On the right side, working against Robert Davis. Boykin up top to Little Page. Little Page hands it off to Boykin. Boykin, right wing, being double teamed, drives in. The floater's up, no good. Rebound, Courtney Miles. A little bit of momentum here for the Tigers as we begin the second half. Allison on the right wing, top of the key, drives in all the way, kicks it outside to Allen. The three ball, no good. Excuse me, that was Tay Smith. Miles, the rebound, goes up, no call, didn't get it to go. Rebound, fought for, and going to be finally controlled by Bo Gajul. He's going the other way with it on the right wing. He stops, and they're going to call a carry. So that's another Union turnover. The Tiger bench being very encouraging to the guys on the court, saying to keep shooting the ball. If you keep shooting, they're eventually going to go in. Allen to Miles. Miles, top of the key. Gives it to Allison. Allison, left wing, dribbles it. Working against Little Page. Drives in left side. Stops. Goes up. The floater. No good. Rebound controlled by Gajul. Gives it to Boykin. Boykin. Left side. Up top to Gajul. Steps into a three ball. It is up. And he buries it. And so now Allison has it top of the key. Dribbles it right side to Davis. Coach Woodruff asking why on that last possession they didn't call out of bounds because the ball hit the top of the shot clock and he's still going at it. And I don't blame him because it's not good officiating because that's the call that's often missed as Davis pulls up for a three and he buries it. Coach Woodruff still not happy about it. So 47-29, Union leads the Tigers and now Coach Woodruff has been teed up. So Boykin will be at the line. Coach Winter's still talking to the officials about that because they never got an explanation. The free throw is up, and it's good. Boykin misses the second one. And Coach Winter's still not happy about it. Talking to the officials. So it's now 48-29 after the technical. Boykin made one of two. Hunter Vick to inbound it. He sets in. Has the ball. Parks in the corner to Vick. Vick, right side to Gajul. Gajul to Boykin. Boykin, right wing. Kicks it up top. To Gajul. The jump shot by Gajul is good. 50-29 now. 16:55 remaining in the second half. Robert Davis has it top of the key. Coach Woodruff still talking to the officials about this. He needs to be careful. Davis left wing to Miles. Miles drives in. Reverse layup is up and good. Makes it 50-31. Gajul, right wing, drives in. He stops, goes back in. Pump fakes, Working against Case Smith. Turns around, the jump shot, no good, air balls it. Portrait Miles the rebound. Miles coming the other way with it, crosses midcourt, left wing. Stops. Miles, right side to Allison. Allison, right wing, dribbles it. Picks up his dribble, finds Miles cutting in the right short corner. Miles kicks it outside to Allison. The three ball is up, and he buries it. Tigers have life. 50-34, 16 minutes remaining. Parks has it now for Union. Gives it to Boykin. Boykin walking the ball across the court, and now timeout taken by Union. And so this is going to be the media timeout. So we will take a short break as Union leads the number 23 ranked West Alabama Tigers 50-34 with 15:53 remaining here in the second half. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back here to Jackson, Tennessee, West Alabama, trailing Union 50-34 with 15:53 remaining, and Coach Woodruff still talking to the official about the missed call off the shot clock, and I don't blame him, as Boykin, top of the key, to Hawkins, left side to Vic, Vic left wing. Drives in, kicks it outside to Hawkins. The three ball is up, no good. Shadarian Allen the rebound. Tigers are getting stops to Smith. Smith goes up, lays it in for two. 50-36, 15-32 remaining. Boykin, right side to Hawkins. Hawkins, right side to Parks. Parks, inside to Boykin, the jump shot, no good. Rebound, Portrait Miles. This is what you want to see if you're Tiger fans. Tigers are getting stops and scoring on the other end. Allison has it right side. Allison drives in. Gives it to Allen. Allen pump fakes, goes up. Oh, he misses it. And the rebound goes to Hunter Vick. Everybody in red thought that he made it. In UWA red, I should say. As Union is red and black. Vick drives in. The floater's up. No good. Justin Allison the rebound. Allison coming the other way with it. Crosses midcourt, right side. Top of the key now. Gives it to Miles. Miles to Smith. Smith in the left wing. Gives it to Miles. Miles, left short corner. Spins around, goes up strong, and a foul is called, so Miles will head to the charity stripe for a pair. And that brings us to immediate timeout, so we'll take a short break. Union led by 20. It's now a 14-point game. Union 50, West Alabama 36, with 14:40 remaining here in the ballgame. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Meridian.
Welcome back to Jackson, Tennessee. Union leads the Tigers 50-36 with 14:40 remaining in the ballgame. Tigers in the second half have outscored Union 12-8. And it feels like a lot of momentum is carried towards the Tigers' way, even though it's only a four-point differential here in the second half. So Cortrett Miles sets in at the cherry stripe. He's got 12 points today, looking to add to that. First one is up. No good. So 50-36 now. Tigers were 4-for-7 from the line tonight. As Miles buries the second one, brings it within 13 now. So Boykin has it, and he's walking them off the court for Union. A slow jog. Gives it to Hawkins. Hawkins, left side to Vic. Vic, left wing, goes to work against Miles. Right side to Hawkins, back to Vic. Vic, left wing, entry pass to Little Page. He spins around. The layup, it's no good. Rebound, Cortrett Miles. Miles going the other way with it. Crosses midcourt. Finds Davis. He pump fakes. Davis to Miles, behind the back, outside to Smith. Smith sits in. Three ball, no good. Rebound. And now the ball goes over the backboard, and it didn't touch the top of the backboard, and they call it out of bounds, which is not the official ruling. So we carry on. Little Page, left side to Boykin. Boykin, left wing. Tigers trail by 13 with 13:55 remaining. Hawkins, right wing, drives in, kicks it outside to Boykin. Boykin, the three ball, my goodness. 53-37 now. Tyree Boykin drains the three with a face in his hand. Robert Davis crosses midcourt. Top of the key. Left side to Allison. Allison left wing. Right side to Smith. Smith dribbles it to Allen. Allen, right wing. Right side to Miles. Miles, right short corner. And now, a blocking foul is issued on, I believe, Tyree Boykin. And it is. So, Boykin picks up his second personal foul. Miles has it, right short corner. Miles drives in. The floater's up. No good. Missed call again. Tiger fans here not happy about it. As Hawkins has it, top of the key, drives in, kicks it outside. No, he doesn't. Parks, the layup is up, and it's good. Makes it 55-37 with 12:57 remaining here in the ballgame. Allison crosses midcourt on the right side. Top of the key to Smith, left side to Davis. Davis, left wing, stops. The entry pass, kicks it outside. Allison, the three ball, buries it. 55-40 now. Tigers trailing by 15. Union's got it now. Hawkins, right wing, working against Tay Smith. Hawkins gives it to Boykin. Boykin, right side, gives it up top to Vic. Left side to Hawkins. Hawkins, left wing, inside pass to Little Page. Little Page kicks it outside to Parks, up top to Vic. The three ball, no good. Rebound controlled by Tay Smith. Allison has it right wing. Allison begins to dribble. Drives in, kicks it outside. Smith in the corner, drives in, stops to Allen. Allen in the corner, three ball, no good. Rebound controlled by Union. Going the other way now is Hawkins. Hawkins crosses midcourt, right side. Hesitates, drives in left side. The flip pass, Little Page, it's good. Justin Allison's got it now for the Tigers on the left wing. 57-40, 11:35 remaining here in the second half. Miles, left short corner, drives in. Layup is up, and it's good. 57-42. Tiger fans want another call. They didn't get it. Boykin on the right wing. He drives in, takes a step back, has it right wing. Be careful. He can shoot it, and he does. And he misses it, but he's fouled. So he'll head to the foul line to shoot three. And that will bring us to our under 12 media timeout. So we'll take a short break. Tigers trail Union 57-42 with 11:19 remaining in the second half. When we come back, Tyree Boykin will be at the charity stripe shooting three. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back to Jackson, Tennessee, where Union leads West Alabama 57-42 with 11:19 remaining. Tyree Boykin at the free throw line, shooting three. So far today, Boykin's got 21 points, 4-for-6 from three-point range. And the first free throw is up, and it's good. Makes the score 58-42. Second one is up, and it's now good, 59-42. So Robert Davis and Shadarian Allen check out, and C.J. Melton checks in, as well as Kevin Hill. Boykin sits in, third free throw, up, and it's good. Makes the score, 18-point lead, Union. 60-42, C.J. Melton set to inbound it and gives it to Allison. Allison, being double-teamed, gets it to Melton. Melton, now being double-teamed, gives it to Miles. Miles, left wing, drives in, and a foul is going to be called on J.C. Clausey. So Melton gives it right side to Smith. Smith to Hill. Hill in the corner. Dribbles it to Smith. To Allison. Allison's got it. Shot clock down to 10. Allison drives in right side. He stops. Pump fakes. Goes up. Miles has it now. And Miles being double teamed. No jump ball is now called. Miles falls to the ground. And now officials are having to kind of clean up some of this because it's getting a little chippy out there. So Justin Allison checks out, and Robert Davis set to inbound it. Kevin Hill has it in the corner. A wide open three, balls up. No good. Rebound is controlled by Parks. Boykin has it now, left wing. Top of the key, hands it off to DeBuck. DeBuck drives in, goes up, layup is up, and it's good. 62-42, 20-point lead now for Union. Davis has it right wing. Dribbles it now, right side. Drives in, kicks it outside, and it goes out of bounds. And that's that last touched off of Union. So it'll be Tiger basketball. So Robert Davis set to inbound it. Gives it to Quartrip Miles. Miles, left wing, shot clock at 15. Tigers trail by 20. Miles drives in, kicks it outside. And it's going to be picked up and stolen by Union. Going the other way is Clausey. Clausey has it, gives it to Little Page. Little Page goes up and he's fouled, so he'll head to the line to shoot two. So Little Page sets in out of Birmingham, Alabama. The first free throw was up, and it's good. Makes it a 21-point ball game. Little Page sets in. The second free throw was up, and no good. Rebound goes to C.J. Melton. Melton walking it up the court. Melton dribbles it right side, gives it to Hill. Hill, right wing, dribbles it now, left side to Smith. To Davis. Davis, left wing, dribbles it. Left side to Smith. Smith, left short corner, shot clock at 8. Double team out to Hill, right wing now. To C.J. Melton at 5, at 4, at 3. C.J. drives in at 1, loses it, picked up by Boykin. Boykin's going the other way with it. Left side, entry pass to Little Page, and he slams it home and the foul. And they wipe it off. They say, a foul on C.J. Melton. Foul on C.J. Melton. But they wipe off the dunk because of offensive interference. So now Justin Allison and Calvin Finch set to check back into the game. Little Page, first free throw is up, no good. And Shadarian Allen also set to check back in. CJ comes out, Robert Davis comes out, and Quartrip Miles checks out. Tiger lineup, Smith, Finch, Allen, Allison, and Hill. Little Page sets in, second free throw, up, and no good. Rebound goes to Justin Allison. Allison, left wing, top of the key now, steps back, right side to Hill. Hill, right wing, gives it to Finch. Finch turns around, jump shots up, and no good. Rebound goes to Union. Boykin has it right wing, stops, pulls up, three ball, no good. Rebound goes to Shadarian Allen. Allen coming the other way with it, left wing, hands it off to Allison. Allison, cross court to Smith. Smith dribbles it right side to Hill. Hill, right wing, up top to Finch. Left side to Allison. Allison to Finch. Finch goes up, and he's blocked, but he will head to the line to shoot two because he was fouled. So Calvin Finch at the charity stripe, shooting two. Calvin sets in. First free throw's up, and it is good. Calvin sets in for the second free throw. It's up, and it's good. Makes it 63-44 with 8:56 remaining here in the game. DeButt coming the other way with it. Crosses midcourt on the right side, working against Allison. Right side to Boykin. Boykin gets it up top to Parks. Parks drives in, and it had his pass stolen away, batted away, now it's stolen by Allison. Allison has it right wing, goes behind his back, drives in, stops, and an offensive charge is called. And so now DeBuck bringing the ball the other way. Left side to Clausey. Clausey gets it to Parks in the corner. Back up top to Clausey. Clausey, left side to DeBuck. DeBuck, left wing, drives in, steps back. Three ball is up. No good. Air balls it. Goes out of bounds. And it will be Tiger basketball. So UWA trails 63-44 with 8:10 remaining here in the game here in Jackson, Tennessee at Union University. So Justin Allison walking the ball across the court. Top of the key. Dribbles it right side, gives it to Finch. Finch to Hill. Hill, top of the key, left side to Smith. Smith, left wing, dribbles it, right side to Hill. Hill, pump fakes, gives it to Allison. The three ball is up, no good. Rebound, Calvin Finch. He goes up and a foul is called. So he'll head to the foul line to shoot two. And so that brings us to our immediate timeout. Under 8, 7:46 remaining, 63-44, Union leads the Tigers. We're going to take a short break, and we come back, we will finish up this basketball game. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on SLI 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back here to Jackson, Tennessee. Scoreboard update from baseball from Chartfield. In the bottom of the 10th inning right now, Mississippi College leads the Tigers 12-11 in the bottom of the 10th. Tigers looks like they have a runner at third with one out and softball. Tied up at zero in the top of the 5th inning. So Calvin Finch at the line now here in Jackson, Tennessee. He sets in. First free throw is up. No good. Portrait Miles checks back into the game for Tay Smith. So Calvin sits in. Second free throw. It's up. And it's good. Makes it a 18 ball game again. So Tiger lineup, Calvin Finch, Courtrip Miles, Justin Allison, Shadarian Allen, and C.J. Melton. Clausey set to inbound it under the baseline. Tigers full court pressure now. Vic flips it off to DeBuck. DeBuck drives in left side. The layup is up, and it is good. 40-point ball game again. Union leads it. Melton has it right wing. Gives it up top to Allison. Allison, top of the key, dribbles it left side to Finch. Finch, left wing, up top to Allison. Back to Finch. Finch inside to Miles. Miles on the block. Goes up. The layup. It's good. 18-point game again. 7:20 remaining here in the game. DeBuck crosses midcourt. Gets it left side. The pass. The layup. It's good for Union. 67-47. 7:07 remaining here in the ballgame. Allison has it right wing. Up top to Miles. He drives in and a foul is called. And Miles is still down. And now he gets up from help from his teammates. And so now Jeremiah Littlepage checks in for Union. And Kevin Hill sets to check in for the Tigers. Miles, right side, cross-court pass to Allen. Left side to Melton. Melton, back to Allen. Allen, left wing to Miles. Miles turns around, pivots, shot clock at 8. At 7, he stops, being double-teamed. And falls to the ground, and a jump ball is called. So now Kevin Hill will check in. for C.J. Milton. So J.C. Hawkins inbounds it to DeBuck. And DeBuck crosses midcourt on the right wing. Gives it up top to Clausey. Left wing to Hawkins. Hawkins left wing. He stops. He pops. The three ball pairs it. to 47. Union leads it by 23. Allison has it right wing. Top of the key. Takes a step back. Right side to Quarter Miles. Being double teamed. Drives in. Goes up strong. Nope. And now he gets a call. He'll head to the line to shoot two. Missed the layup. So Courtrit sits into the charity stripe. First one's up, and it's good. So 70-48. Second one, it's up, and it is good. So 70-49. 6:08 remaining here in the second half. DeBuck, right side, up top to Vic. Vic, left wing, and now a offensive foul is called away from the basket. Not sure who it was called on. And now Union head coach David Niven not happy about that one. Allison, right wing. Stops. Needs help. Spins around. Still needs help. Gives it to Miles at the free throw line. Miles back to Allison. Allison dribbles it left wing now. Inside to Miles. Shot clock at 11. Kicks it outside. Hill, the three ball. No good. Rebound Calvin Finch. He goes back up with it, and he gets the layup to go. 70-51, 5:35 remaining here in the second half. DeBuck on the left wing. Kicks it up top to Clausey. Clausey, right side. Pass goes to Hunter Vick in the corner. He drives in. He stops. Kicks it outside. Up top now. The three ball by Hawkins, and he buries it. Shadarian Allen, left wing, the three ball, and it's good. Makes it a 19-point ball game now. 73-54. Union leads it. So DeBuck has it left wing. Cross-court pass goes to Clausey. Clausey, right wing. The entry pass stolen by Kevin Hill to Allison. Allison crosses midcourt, right wing. Top of the key now. Tigers got to get baskets to Calvin Finch. He turns around. The layup, it's good. 73-56. Tigers have a little momentum now. 4.5 minutes left. And this is a 30-second timeout taken, I believe, by Union, so we'll stay here. Excuse me, timeout taken by West Alabama. During this timeout, Coach Woodruff telling his team, we got to get points, and we got to get stops, and we got to play fast. Because you've got 4 minutes and 33 seconds to score 18 points, and you really can't let Union score the ball anymore. You've got to hold them to not scoring. You've got to get stops. You've got to create stops. And you've got to score when you have the ball. And in this second half, Tigers have done a better job of it, but still not scoring enough and not creating enough stops has been the story of the second half as well as the first half. So Union will have it, and they're set to inbound it. Hawkins gives it to Vic, to Hawkins. Hawkins crosses midcourt, working against Melton. The full court pressure is the drive in and the layup and the foul by DeBuck. And that pretty much kills any momentum the Tigers had. Brings it back to a 19-point ball game. And Kaven Hill sets a check back in for C.J. Mill. DeBuck at the free throw line. Sets in the free throw. It's up, and it's good. Makes it another 20-point ball game. Justin Allison gives it to Allen. To Hill. Hill in the corner. Up top to Allison. Allison, top of the key. Dribbles it. Stops. The three ball is up. No good. Rebound controlled by Calvin Finch. He goes back up. The layup is up and good. Makes it an 18-point ball game. DeBuck has it, being double-teamed. Gives it to Boykin. Boykin gets it ahead to Hawkins. Hawkins to Vic. The lob. And the little page has it. Kicks it outside to DeBuck. The wide-open three ball. And it's good. Jadarian Allen now has it left wing. Allen drives in. He stops. The step-back jump shot's no good. Calvin Finch, the putback, to make the score 79-60. So a 19-point game with 3.5 minutes. Boykin has it right side. He stops. The jump shot's up. No good. Rebound goes to Quartrett Miles. Miles coming the other way with it. Miles left wing. Drives in to Finch. Finch loses it as he was going up. Might have been a missed foul. They didn't call it. Hawkins has it for Union. And that will probably do it here as DeBuck has it. Left wing gives it to Vic. Right side to Boykin. Boykin right side. Boykin working against Allen. Boykin spins around. The layup, it falls in. 81-60, 2:52 remaining in the ballgame. Allison has it right wing. Top of the key, dribbles it. Drives in, falls to the ground, and now a foul is called. And so now that brings us to our under four media timeout. So we'll take a short break as Union leads it 81-60 against West Alabama. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Hold up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop Pop, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Welcome back to Jackson, Tennessee. Justin Allison at the foul line. Gets set to shoot 1-1 free throws. The first one is up, and it's good. Makes it an 81-61 ball game now. West Alabama trails Union. Calvin Finch checks into the game. For Quartrett Miles. Scoreboard update from baseball. As Allison misses the second one, CJ gets the rebound. To Calvin. Calvin, the layup, and it's good. 81-63 now, 2.5 minutes remaining. Baseball wins on a walk-off scoring error, 13-12 at Tartt Field. So congratulations to Coach Reynolds' team. Starting conference play, 2-0. Hawkins, left wing, the three ball. And you can probably guess what happened. It's happened all night. Women's game and the men's game, he hit it. Allison crosses midcourt, top of the key. Dribbles it right side to Melton. Melton pivots. Drives in, stops to Bryce Martin. Martin up top to Allison. Back to Martin. The jump shot. No good. Rebound controlled by Melton. He gets it. No good. Rebound goes back to Martin. Martin fighting in the paint. Goes up strong. No good. Rebound goes now to Union. So J.C. Hawkins has it left wing. He hands it off to DeBuck. Gets it up top to Vic. Vic right side to Boykin. Boykin pivots, stops the jump shot, and he bears it. 86-63. C.J. Melton crosses midcourt. Right side to Justin Allison. Gives it to Finch. Finch to Kamisoko. To Martin. Martin. Right side to Melton. Melton on the right wing. He dribbles. Loses it. And Martin gets it to Finch. It goes to Allison. He saves it to Hunter Vick. Vick, right side. Gives it back to Boykin. Boykin stops. The three ball is up. No good. Rebound. And it's good for Dušan Đorđević. Score is 88-63 with 57 seconds left. So Kamisoko set to inbound it. He gives it to Hill. Hill bats it back to Kamisoko and he walks the ball up the court. Tigers trail by 25. Kamisoko, right wing, stops to Hill. Hill, the three ball, it's up. No good. Rebound Bryce Martin. He pump fakes, goes up. The layup, no good. Gets his own rebound. He goes up. And the foul, so he'll head to the line to shoot two. So Bryce Martin will set in. 39 seconds on the game clock, 30 on the shot clock. Martin, the first free throw, it's up. No good. He sets in for the second one. It's up. And it's good. Makes the score 88-64 with 39 seconds left. So Garrett Vick into the game. Caleb Pierce, the three ball in the corner. No good. Rebound Kamisoko to C.J. Melton. Melton left wing. He drives in. Kicks it outside to Finch. Finch outside to Kamisoko. He drives in. On the right side, he stops. The jump shot's up by him. No good. Rebound Bryce Martin. Martin in the short corner. 14 on the game clock. Shot clock turned off. Martin spins around. Stops. The jump shot. No good. C.J. Melton the rebound. And he lays it in for two with 7 seconds left. And so Garrett Vick will just dribble the ball out for Union. And that will do it as Union gets the win, 88-66 here in Jackson, Tennessee. Union on the season improves to 14-4 in conference play, 20-6 overall. West Alabama falls in conference play to 14-4 and 21-5 overall. So West Alabama will be back in action on Thursday, February 24th, at home against Delta State. Tip-off for that is scheduled for 7 p.m. in Livingston, Alabama, at Pruitt Hall. And then they'll return Saturday, February 26th, at 4 p.m. against Mississippi College. So the Tigers still have an opportunity to win the GSC regular season championship. They just have to win their next two games against Delta State and Mississippi College. And both of that is very doable. And so they won't be easy, but they can definitely do it. Beat Mississippi College once. The Tigers lost on the road to Delta State back in December, early December. And so if they can win those two games, they will win the outright GSC championship. And if they just win one of the next two, they will share the GSC championship, depending on what Union does. So that's going to do it for us. Again, Union gets the win here, 87-66 over West Alabama.